A woman in Vancouver, Boyd Jane, on Audioboo, Jane Boyd in real life, has made 10 Audioboos, and she's followed by one person, me. And she follows one person on Audioboo, me. And I think it's time that she got a much wider audience for her Audioboos. So I want to put a big shout out, because Jane Boyd has inspired me to open a book I haven't looked at for a long time. The book is by David White, W-H-Y-T-E, and it's called Crossing the Unknown Sea. So that's a suitably abstract title, Crossing the Unknown Sea, and that might lead somebody to think, oh, right, he's back on about Deborah Searle, the woman who got rowing across the Atlantic all by herself. So he's back on to his mariner side. But the subtitle to the book is called Work and the Shaping of Identity. Now, I can tell you that David White is a poet, and he lives in the northwest of North America. In fact, I think he lives in Canada, but I may be wrong. He may be actually over the border in the United States now. I know him as a poet, and he's a fantastic poet. He's also the best reader of poetry that I've ever come across in my life. But you need to go onto his website and buy one of his DVDs or one of his CDs in order to test that for yourself. But the interesting thing about this is that when I read this book a long time ago, David White's book, I thought, this is the best thing I've ever heard on the nature of work. And I promptly then, of course, got distracted by lots of other things in my life. But it's Jane Boyd who has brought the issue back into my consciousness. So I'm opening the book to see what I used to think about the book, because I use highlighting pens and I use notes in the margin, and I want to see what have I highlighted in here. So what I'm going to do in the next couple of minutes in this audiobook is just read you things that I marked in the margin, just in case you'd be interested in what David White has to say about the matter. So I'm going to begin, as I intend to carry on, without reading anything else of the book, except here's the first quotation on page 11. To have even the least notion of what we want to do in life is an enormous step in and of itself. And it is silver, gold, the moon, and the stars to those who struggle for the merest glimmer of what they want or what they are suited to. End quote. Now I'm going to flick forward. I go fast forward through the book, and I come across, the next thing I come across is this quote. I've never been so humiliated, I couldn't even kill myself properly. That's an extract from a story. A little further on, another quote. First of all, you need despair. And yet, strangely enough, while you are in despair, the second thing you need is the will to do it, which, when you think about it, is a strange combination. Third, you need the weapon. Fourth, you need to be alone. And fifth and last, you need the opportunity. Now, this is taken from a memoir. And as I read it, I get a little bit alarmed. I don't want to be spreading people the thought that they ought to do themselves in, for sake of argument. But another quote goes as follows. I was having a good cry for that young fella inside me, waiting all these years to hear his name being called. Okay, don't know what that is all about, to be honest. Doesn't remind me of anything. But here's another quote, a bit further on page 25. Quote, all good storytelling is reshaped by the listening and attentive imagination. Is reshaped by the listening and attentive imagination. By the way, this is a David White trait that I picked up, or habit I picked up, to actually reread something after you've read it. It does help to sink it in. He goes on to say, this book is an invitation to an imaginative conversation about life and work. In the alternative ear of the reader is the echo of the reader's own story joined invisibly to the conversation. Now I know why I love David White so much, because in that bit, and that's all I'm going to quote for today, to say, you get the idea that the storytelling, the listeners to every story, are shaping and reshaping by their attention, by their imagination, by their work. They're actually transforming what they've heard. They're making a different story. So the book, this book is an invitation to the reader to actually do that. An invitation to what? To an imaginative conversation about life and work. Well, the title of the book is to do with life and work, but actually the author in this case, David White, is inviting the readers to an imaginative conversation. And he's reminding the readers themselves, as he's no doubt reminded himself, that there is an alternative ear to the one that is being engaged by the book, and it is the echo. And isn't that wonderful? The echo of the reader's own story, joined invisibly. So there is, this is, now that's enough, really. All I can say is that this book has again captured my imagination. Jane Boyd, Boyd Jane on Twitter, over there in Vancouver, across the landmass and the Atlantic. You've done it again, as far as I'm concerned. You not only got a great voice, and I hope people find you and listen to your audio boom number 10, hear what you have to say about the work-life balance and your take on it. And she does. She isn't a usual, conventional wisdom on the topic, folks, I warn you. Oh, here, look. I've got to tell you that I've opened another page and I found a small little section on page 44 of David White entitled The Lost Leader. And it actually refers to the poem, O Captain, My Captain. And I quote you, Walt Whitman cried out for Lincoln, seeing in his president a stabilizing, organizing force that could guide him not only through a terrible civil war, but through the generous, untidy sea of Whitman's own life. And this is what I highlighted. Whitman's lines of poetry are generally long, marvelous, out of control wave forms. Now, I won't go on, because unless you actually know what Walt Whitman is like, you could be bored and just thinking, oh, these guys are enthusiastic about something I know nothing about. And it's not my intention to turn you on to Whitman. You can find Whitman if you want to. But Whitman wrote, O Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The sea has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near. The bells I hear. The people all exulting. I won't read any more. So that's it. A little shout out for David White, Crossing the Unknown Sea. He's such a great guy. It was from him that I learned the phrase Namaste. Anyway, that's another story. And there we are. And then Jane Boyd. But I will return to this question about what is work today anyway, and how does it fit with the rest of our lives? Because I've been working while I've been making this audio boo. Would you believe that? Yep, I've been working. I'll see you later. Bye.